The whole COVID pandemic thing has been really hard on people because even as we've tried to stay connected in lots of ways over the past like year and a half or however long this has been going on, we've been reminded that, you know, connection online to really nameless, faceless people through text communication or even connection through video is not the same as really just being in the same space with someone and feeling really connected. And it's really like it's underscored for me this need for human connection in a way that, you know, I think that even before COVID, we were really struggling with. We were really trying to move into this new world of online connection, global connection, whatever. And to a large degree, we've been setting aside the human connection bit of it. And this all to me speaks to, it speaks to a lesson that, you know, I knew and I taught before COVID, but I wanted to revisit it in today's episode. And so we're going to talk about copywriting secrets, like what your prospects really want.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay. So even as I was just contemplating my notes for this episode, I'm realizing that your prospects want something that you can't necessarily fulfill as a marketer, as a salesperson. You can help them. You can point them in the right direction. You can, you know, you can't take total responsibility for this because this is something that they have to, in some degree, achieve on their own. But as a marketer, if you understand what this is that they want, number one, you can, you know, work with products, with services, with offers that help them have this a little bit more in their life. But also you can speak to this and you can help guide them in the right direction, including through purchasing your offers. So what do your prospects really want? They want connection, not superficial, like, hey, we're connected on Facebook, right? We're connected on Instagram, whatever. Like, that's not the connection that I'm talking about. The connection that I'm talking about is like this real human connection where I see you as a person. I see not just the mask that you put on for the public to see, this positive persona, but I see you on a deep level, including what you see as all your own insecurities and flaws and imperfections. And not only do I see you, but I accept you. I don't reject you for this, which is like our greatest fear, that if we show that part of us that's negative as we judge it, that other people are going to judge it as negative and reject us. So our prospects want to be seen. They want to be accepted, not just accepted for the fake persona, but accepted for the realness that is their total being. And so it's worth noting here that like as marketers, as copywriters, we can provide superficial benefits. We can provide superficial positive things, right? But we're not going to connect with our prospects on any deep level. And this becomes even more important if you're not just selling, you know, client products and going from client to client on a freelance basis, but if you're trying to build a long-term relationship with your customers, it becomes even more important to really connect with them on this deep level where you are fully accepting of them and you see them, you see their positive and their negative qualities, and you accept both just the same. And, you know, I was inspired. I came across an article that I wrote a while back called Your Deepest, Darkest Desires. And I think that it's a good reminder. Like it largely spoke the same message even before the pandemic, but you know, all of our negative ruminations, all of our negative thoughts seem to be amplified when we are missing elements of connection. And when we have strong social connections, it's easy for us to set aside the negative thoughts. But the more that those are frayed or interrupted or blocked by anything, including, you know, feeling like we can't go connect with strangers out in the world and like go have networking events and whatever. Whenever those are disconnected, it's easy for us to get lost in these. So these deepest, darkest desires, you know, one filter that you can look at this, or one model for looking at this, is actually something that goes back generations, centuries, millennia, I suppose. And that is the seven deadly sins. And the reality is that these have been such a fascination of humanity for hundreds of years, thousands of years, because of because they are so ever present, because they're such a core part of the human experience. And the whole aspect of religion that comes out is like an attempt, like a recognition that unchecked, some of these darker desires can be pretty pretty toxic, pretty damaging to society, to us as human beings. And yet still, it's also recognizing that like these are our inner demons, like if we want to classify them that way, if that's the story we want to tell ourselves. So the seven deadly sins, like these are things that are going on in your prospect's mind. Your prospect wants to be accepted, even though they have things like lust. And here we're not just talking about sex. It's, money, power, other objects of desire. This like lust to have, this lust to like, to take and to experience in like the full sensual experience. Gluttony, overindulgence, overconsumption to the point of waste, like being a glutton for anything. We all have these feelings at different times. These feelings come up, and oftentimes we want to suppress them, but we feel most connected when somebody is able to recognize and accept us for them. And I don't know how this applies to your market, your marketing, etc., but if there is a relevant moment in your copywriting, in your marketing messaging, where you can accept people for, you know, the challenge of dealing with unrequited lust, or challenges with gluttony and a desire for overindulgence, or greed, desire, and you know, I have definitions written down here: desire and wanton pursuit of material possessions. This greed. You know, some people have challenges with marketing, business, investing, whatever, because they are both greedy and don't want to be greedy. And that's a big thing here, is your prospects want, like they have their own inner judgments of all of these things. And so how can you honor them and not just say like, oh, you know, greed is great or greed is terrible, but like recognize that the human experience is, you know, one part of me is completely greedy and one part of me is worried about, you know, greed's toxic effect on my moral character or whatever, right? Like, how can we contain all these things, and how can we accept our prospects who contain all these things? Sloth, the desire to have without earning, to fail to do what should be done in life. So this desire to like, this is the magic button thing, right? Like that I just want the results without any of the work or responsibility or obligation. Wrath, anger, rage, and hatred towards others, seeking vengeance and being violent. Like, when is your prospect wrathful? When are they, who are they angry at? And, you know, how can you accept that without maybe stoking the flames in a way that's dangerous? Envy, to covet what others have. And pride, corrupt selfishness, believing we're more important or better than we are, putting ourselves before the welfare of others. You know, again, that's the seven deadly sins. And like, I don't say this because you necessarily have to go through the seven deadly sins in your marketing and make sure that, oh, like, I've covered all of these and I'm telling my prospects in some gimmicky way that I accept them for being sinful people, right? That's not what this is about. This is about recognizing that your prospects want to be accepted regardless of all of these feelings that come up that are very regular parts of the human experience, but that are also often morally condemned. And so how can you connect with your prospect in this way that recognizes them as this like complicated being that has these like parts of them that are negative and positive, and they're trying to reconcile all of that, and they are terrified of people rejecting them for that. And oftentimes, honestly, it's through stories. It's through saying that you've gone through that, you've been through that, you've dealt with these challenges yourself, you recognize these challenges, you know it's not easy. It's being willing to accept and express that you yourself have these negative and positive parts inside of you. And if you can admit to that, there's a freedom in that. And by modeling that freedom for your prospects, for your customers, in your communications, admitting, oh, man, it's a terrible day because I just feel, you know, something happened to me and I just feel angry and I can't get over it today. And, you know, it's so frustrating and et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I'm deciding to do in light of even that experience. That kind of story conveyed with emotion, like, you know, there I was just bullet pointing out a story, right? But when that story happens to you, how can you convey it with emotion? And by accepting yourself, give your prospect an understanding that you accept those parts of them as well. And then ultimately, the goal here is to move your prospect from this place of hell, of being unseen, unaccepted, feeling alone, lonely, having an unsolvable problem, which so many great offers are based around, how do we solve this problem, of feeling like they have no help, like move them from this place of hell, of all these negatives that are kind of overwhelming, that they're ruminating on, to a place of heaven, which is where they feel seen, where they feel accepted, where they feel connected, where the problems are being solved, where they have help and they have an advocate in you for the superficial issue is that your product solves. That's the arc that you want to take them on, from this place of hell of like all these negatives feeling overwhelming, you know, feeling like they are, you know, in some terrible situation with regards to finances or health or relationships or, you know, whatever the specific topic is that you cover, taking them from that hell, that place of feeling like, oh, this is a completely overwhelming thing and I can't handle it, to, man, I feel so relieved because now I have this. Now I have the solution that I've been looking for. Now I have the path to the outcome that I desire. And like so much of that comes from not just, like, if you imagine this as this journey, the destination is the specific benefits that your product, that your prospect wants. But if you're going on a journey, if you're going on a hike with somebody, it's all the little conversations that take place throughout that journey that make that hike such a enriching experience. And it's about the human connection that takes place on the path to the destination that you're aiming for. And, you know, this is not some tactical, like, here's how to increase conversions with whatever. But whenever you find a piece of marketing that really resonates, you can look, and on some level, this psychology is taking place. There's this recognition that your prospect is maybe worried about the negatives overwhelming them, but they know that they want the positives. And the marketer, the copywriter, shows them the path and acknowledges, oh man, there, that it can be hell to be stuck in these negatives, but the heaven is possible. And they show them the path between the two. Now, if you want to go deeper into this, number one, I'm going to make sure that I link that article that I wrote on your deepest, darkest desires, talking about the seven deadly sins, and it has the definitions that I was going through here. I'm also going to link you to my training, Emotional Direct Response Copywriting, which is in the BTMS Insiders training library. So you pay, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything. And the Emotional Direct Response Copywriting training is where I actually, like, I talk even more about how to go through this process. I go deeper into how to go through this process and take your prospect on that emotional journey from hell to heaven through your copywriting. And, you know, it's just one of over, it's one training in over 100 hours of training that you pay one low monthly fee to get access to all of it. So what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable do you find this like insight into the psychology of what your prospects really want? And what action items, what takeaways are you going to, you know, use from watching this episode or listening to this episode? So leave a comment with this episode. Let me know that 1 to 10 rating as well as your takeaways. Also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. Certainly you can share it directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And don't forget to check out the links in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. And I look forward to catching you again in the next episode.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.